The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. Helen Keller was a fascinating lady who I'll get to in a moment. She had done many writings, and one of our listeners, Chris, sent me several of her short writings, which were rather pointed and helpful, I thought. On Helen Keller, many of you probably know who she is. She was born blind and deaf. She was born in 1879. She died at age 87 in 1968. I didn't realize she had lived that long, actually. Keller remains famous for being that Alabama gal who overcame her handicaps of blindness and deafness by the help of Anne Sullivan Macy, whose story is shown in the play and the film The Miracle Worker. She was Christian, kind of quasi-Christian. She followed the teachings of philosopher and mystic Emanuel Swedenborg. Swedenborg's thoughts defy simple summary, but stresses individualism, love, good works, while challenging establishing Christian views of the Trinity and the afterlife. Well, again, I don't think Helen should be somebody we follow as far as our Christian faith, but she had some fascinating points of view as she lived a very full life and wrote from the perspective of being deaf and blind. This first one, it's called We Bereaved Are Not Alone. We bereaved are not alone. We belong to the largest company in the world, the company of those who have known suffering. When it seems our sorrow is too great to be borne, let us think of the great family of the heavy-hearted, into which our grief has given us entrance, and inevitably we will feel about us their arms, their sympathy, their understanding. Believe when you are most unhappy that there is something for you to do in the world. So long as you can sweeten another's pain, life is not in vain. I like that last line. So long as you can sweeten another's pain, life is not in vain. And I like how she mentions that we join the family whose arms wrap around us. Here's the other one that Chris sent me. What we have once enjoyed deeply, we can never lose. All that we love deeply becomes a part of us. Let me repeat that. What we have once enjoyed deeply, we can never lose. All that we loved deeply has become part of us. Very, very profound. No one can take those things away from us. As I was thinking about what she wrote, she has some great merit and value in what she wrote. We call it really Christian comfort or Christian consolation, comforting our brothers and sisters. And the verse that jumps out at me, and this is often used at funerals for encouragement for those who are still alive to turn to each other and help each other. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Verses 3 through 5. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we received from God. For just as the suffering of Christ flow over into our lives, so also through Christ our comfort overflows. I love how many times it uses that word comfort. The God of all comfort, he comforts us, that we may comfort those in any trouble with the same comfort. And what's that comfort? Well, first, that God is with us. He's not abandoned us. He's not left us alone. In fact, he sent his son Jesus to redeem our lives. Which is then second, that because we are now redeemed, the comfort is that we have a hope of everlasting life, where our sorrows and difficulties and problems and pains will be all removed. All removed. But while we are here, we are comforted with that hope. And we can comfort others with that hope. And that's why Helen Keller's sentence, last sentence of that first poem, is so fitting. Believe, when you are most unhappy, there is something for you to do in the world. So long as you can sweeten another's pain, life is not in vain. Wow. And we comfort people with the great comfort that God gives us of hope and life in Jesus. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your comfort that you give us. You took all that loneliness and abandonment and pain on the cross, taking our sins so that it might be lifted from us, that you might forgive us and help us, encourage us, and give us hope for this day, as well as hope for eternity. And even as your hope comforts us, knowing that you are with us, may we give comfort to others so that they may be comforted in any type of trouble in which they are. Thank you, Jesus, that we are a part of your kingdom and can sweeten people's pain, and that our life is not in vain. We ask it in your name, Jesus, and give you thanks. Amen. I'd love to hear from you. And even as Chris sent me this, he sent it a long time ago, I was just kind of holding it thought, now's a good time to use it. You can send me things as well. I'd love to read them and learn from them, what gives you comfort and encouragement as it relates then to God and the Bible. You can write me at Dave, D-A-V-E, Andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Or if you get the email notice, just hit reply. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus at not-alone.net.